I'm Dave Boucher, government and politics reporter with the Detroit Free Press. I'm here in Lansing, Michigan, outside of the state capitol. You can see it here behind me. Pretty quiet scene here so far today. There were intermittent groups of people who came by, you know, a dozen or so at a time, who were openly carrying firearms. Some of them were self-described Blue Blue Boys. Other people just here to protest. We did talk to one protester who said he was here to protest the protesters and let people know that not all Trump supporters are like those that the nation saw who stormed the U.S. Capitol recently. Again, there were threats of violence here and across the country. Lawmakers said that on the advice of law enforcement, citing credible threats, they've canceled all of their meetings for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Again, those are the routine normal days when lawmakers are typically here. So we'll see. That might mean, you know, other people might come out for Inauguration Day or other days. But supposedly law enforcement says they're ready. They intend to have a increased presence here through February. At least the state police plans to be here through then. And so, yeah, as of right now, it will not be business as normal at the Capitol for some time. But again, overall today, it's been very quiet. A massive law enforcement presence, lots of state police officers, local police officers, and National Guard troops. Some of the troops have kind of closed off the block around here, the Capitol. You can see obvious military Humvee looking vehicles around. People are walking around in camo, but again, very, very quiet scene, a cold and snowy scene, and not really a protest scene, honestly.
I'm Karen Kassler from Ohio Public Radio and Television State House News Bureau at the State House in Columbus. There are several dozen protesters here. So far, no incidents, no fights, a lot of yelling. There are a lot of people who are armed here. A lot of people saying that they don't necessarily represent one side or the other, though there are some Trump supporters here, and also a few Biden supporters as well. The security around here has been stepped up. We have Ohio National Guard, about 580 that were activated for all around the state of Ohio, and this building is protected by Ohio State Troopers as well. The Ohio State House is shut down today and through Inauguration Day. There was a protest on January 6th that turned violent in front of the State House with several people beaten. This is loud, but mostly nonviolent. And I think there's a real, again, the security is pretty strong here.
I'm Ricky Bevington with Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta, where things are quiet and tense. I would say downtown, there is an air of tense anticipation. The Georgia State Capitol is heavily guarded today. Dump trucks are blocking major roads that lead to the Capitol. There are armed soldiers with full fatigues and weapons with big Humvees all around the perimeter of the Capitol. One of the most powerful images is a bronze statue of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. outside of Georgia's state capitol. And it's kind of gazing toward two soldiers that are standing on top of a large military vehicle. And we can only imagine what Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. would be thinking on a day like today. The question is, and it's the question on everyone's mind, will we see protesters at all? Will we see protesters who are peaceful? Or will we see potentially domestic American terrorists trying to wreak havoc on a house of government? That is what Atlanta is waiting for today. After the Black Lives Matter protests of the spring and summer of 2020, the state decided to build a massive 8-foot fence around the perimeter of the Georgia State Capitol. Construction isn't expected to be finished until May, and so that fence is not up and fortifying the Capitol at this time.